Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari. Gopi Janavallabha Girivardhari. Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiyari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Parivrajakacharya Ashtotrashtata Sri Srimat His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitai Gaura Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naranchaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasan Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nasupraya Shurubhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text number 22. Vaps vapi suvidrum tasva amalam ritav. What's it? Vapsi virudma tasva amala amrita tapsu. Presyan nivitta nijavani tulasi birsh isham. Abhyar charati svalakam. Unasam ikshavakram. Uchestitam bhagavate yamatanga yachkri.
Vapi suvirumatasva amalamritasvu su. Prisya nivitta nijavani tulasi birsh isham. Abhyacharati svalakam unasam miksyavakram. Uchestitam bhagavate yamatanga yachri. Vapi suvirumatasva amalamritasu. Presyan vita nijavane tulasi bir isham. Abhyacharati svalakam unasam miksyavakram. Uchesitam bhagavate yamatanga yatsri.
Vaishnavis, Vapisu in the ponds, vidruma made of coral.
Tatasu,
banks. Amala, transparent.
Amrita,
nectarian.
Apsu,
water.
Preshyanvita,
surrounded by maidservants.
Nijavane,
in her own garden.
Tulasibihi,
with Tulsi.
Isham,
the Supreme Lord.
Abhyacharati,
worship.
Sualakam,
with her face decorated with tilak.
Unasam,
raised nose.
Iksya,
by seeing.
Vakaram,
face.
Uchestitam,
being kissed.
Bhagavata,
by the Supreme Lord. Iti,
thus.
Amata,
thought.
Anga, O demigods.
Yatshri,
whose beauty. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering tulsi leaves on a coral-paved banks of transcendental reservoirs of water. While offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces with raised noses. And it appears that they have become more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces. Purport. Generally, when a woman is kissed by her husband, her face becomes more beautiful. In Vaikuntha also, although the goddess of fortune is naturally as beautiful as can be imagined, she nevertheless awaits the kissing of the Lord to make her face more beautiful. The beautiful face of the goddess of fortune appears in ponds of transcendental crystal water when she worships the Lord with tulsi leaves in her garden.
Om Ajnanatimidandasya Jnananjana Shalakoya Chakshurun Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacare Shatharine Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Twise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopeshwa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarumbhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Durga me patime anantasya sakalat paragatir muhur swakripa yastidanena santa santa valambanam.
In June of 1968, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Montreal, Canada. And a young girl, who would later on be his disciple, asked a question at the end of the lecture in which she said, when we're in Krishna Loka, and when we serve Krishna with our spiritual senses, will that also satisfy our spiritual senses? And Srila Prabhupada goes, yes, you can dance with Krishna, you can eat with Krishna, you can talk with Krishna, you can enjoy with Krishna, and Krishna will kiss you. So when Prabhupada says that, everyone in the room kind of laughed, and I think it's Mukunda Maharaj in his book remembers that that girl kind of blushed. So this is a unique feature of love of God, this idea that we can become kissed by the Lord. And this conception of God is specifically introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Aradayo Bhagavan Vrajesthanayasta Dham Vrindavanam Ramyam Kachudapasanam Vrajavadur Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Premam Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Tamamidam Tato Dharona Paraha. That of all the forms of worship that exist, the topmost level of worship is the worship which is done by the residents of Vrindavan, specifically the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan, the gopis. Ramyam kachudupasanam vrajavadu vargena yakalpita. So the most refined quality of love for Krishna is of a conjugal nature, and the gopis of Vrindavan are the best example of that love. So what's different between the conception of Krishna in Vrindavan and the conception of Narayana, which is being mentioned in these particular verses, is explained extensively by Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raga bhaktya viri bhakti hoya dui rup swayam bhagavate bhagavate prakasha dui rup. That by one kind of devotion, one can attain Krishna in Vrindavan. And by another kind of devotion, one will attain an expansion of Krishna in Vaikuntha. So the way one attains Krishna in Vrindavan is Raga Bhaktya Vraje Swayam Bhagavani Pai. By executing spontaneous devotional service, one attains Krishna. And Vidhi Bhaktya Parsara Dehi Vaikuntha Yai. By executing regulative devotional service, one becomes an associate of Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. So because we follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, we're particularly interested in a relationship with Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. And this is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text number 66, where he says that one should fix their mind solely on Krishna and not allow it to be deviated to any other form of the Lord. So it's important to understand how one attains Krishna through the process of rag bhakti. And it's even more important for us to understand, as being followers of Srila Prabhupada, specifically in the line of Rupa Goswami, how is the path of rag bhakti available to us through Srila Prabhupada. Rag bhakti means a type of devotion which is solely based on spontaneity. There's no sense of on reverence, and it's completely based on a sense of madhurya, sweetness, which comes from loving exchanges with the Lord, which means any conception of Krishna being God is not present within the mind of the devotee. And rather, they just think that Krishna is just so wonderful. And this is spoken about extensively in the Krishna book, where all the residents of Vrindavan, even when Krishna does something which is definitely proving his godhood, they just think Krishna is just so wonderful. And although he's doing these wonderful things, he's probably empowered by some demigod, or he's, you know, a mystic yogi coming from a previous life, but whatever he may be, he's my son, or he's my friend, or he's my lover, and I just think Krishna is wonderful. So that's what we're aiming for, is to develop that conception of Krishna. And this is what Rupa Goswami is providing. This is ultimately what Srila Prabhupada came to give. In the Upadeshamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains how one who's interested in attaining the path of Raga Bhakti, the way in which one organizes their life, tam nam arupa charitasu sukirta nanu, smid yor kramena rasanam anasi niyoja, tis tan vrajetananu ragi dananu gami, na yet akilam ityupadesha sadam. That one should organize their life in such a way that they're always engaged 24/7, hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. And one should do this while simultaneously aspiring for a mood of devotion which is present in the residence of Vrindavan. And the devotion that's present within the residence of Vrindavan is Rag Bhakti. And the aspiration to attain that quality of devotion is a type of sadhana known as Raganuga Bhakti, which is to aspire for a particular type of service in Vrindavan while simultaneously going on with one's prescribed devotional activities, but the inner consciousness of the practitioner has changed. So Srila Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha explains that those who have an interest in Rag Bhakti, but they haven't awakened a taste for it, this is known as Ajata Ruchi Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. If they haven't awakened a taste, which means there hasn't been an internal motivation that's arisen within their heart, they should follow the prescribed duties, rules and regulations of Vaidhi, while simultaneously keeping their eye on the goal, Pujala Ragpata Gora Vabhage. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, we carry the path of Rag on our head, which means that we worship the path of Rag in a mood of on reverence. So Srila Jiva Goswami confirms this in the Bhakti Sandarbha when he gives his definition of Ajata Ruchi Raganuga Bhakti, which is to engage in the activities of Vaidhi while simultaneously maintaining the desire for service to Krishna in Vrindavan in the mood of one of the associates of Vrindavan. So this means that anyone who is under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, anyone who is following strictly the principles that's been given by Srila Prabhupada, which means coming to Mangal Artik, engaging in Tulsi worship, chanting 16 rounds, engaging in Guru Puja, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are Raganuga Sadakas by the definition of Srila Rupa Goswami. And they don't need to do anything extraneous in order to attain the goal of loving Krishna within Vrindavan. Sometimes the idea creeps in that there has to be something else. But actually everything is completely embedded within the process that's been given by Srila Prabhupada, who's the ideal representative of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami explains what is the proper behavior of one who's engaging in the process of spontaneous devotional service. And he says, Seva sadaka rupena, siddha rupena chatrahi, tad bhava lipsina karya, vraja lokanu sarataha. Which means that in one's physical body, which is known as a sadaka deha, one should continue to follow the devotional service which has been prescribed by Srila Rupa Goswami through the medium of his associates. And then Siddha Rupa, which means one's internal aspiration, should be cultivated alongside the activities of the sadhaka. So if one hasn't developed ruchi, this jata ruchi, as we were explaining, ajata ruchi means taste hasn't awakened. If one has not awakened taste yet, then they should continue to follow the prescribed sadhana bhakti which has been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, following the example of their associates who are ultimately residents of Vrindavan in the spiritual world, but are participating in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in the form of sadhaka. So Srila Rupa Goswami is existing as Rupa Manjari. We were just hearing about Gopal Bhatta Goswami yesterday, how his form in the spiritual world is Guna Manjari or Ananga Manjari. These associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different from the associates that are existing within Goloka Vrindavan. And to follow in their footsteps is the prescribed method of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bejre Munayetagre, Bhagavatam and Hoksajam. Satvam Vishutam She Mayam Kalpante Anutaniha. That previously all the great sages have had worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by doing this, they had attained liberation. And anyone who follows in their footsteps attains the same destination as them. So the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different from the residents of Vrindavan, as explained by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Gaurangera Sangidgane Nitya Siddhi Karimani Se Jai Vrajendra Shutapas. That anyone who has faith that the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Nitya Siddhas, perfect devotees, and anyone who worships them and follows the process which has been given by them, Narottam Das Thakur says, they take birth in Vrindavan. So everyone should know that they are Nitya Siddhas, and the process which they are giving is completely capable of elevating one to the topmost level of devotional service in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. And that simply by following that process strictly without artificially imposing a quality of devotion which one is not qualified for prematurely, one can come to that stage very naturally, actually. So we have to understand, what is their method of worship? What does it mean to follow in the footsteps of Agora Priyajana? What does it mean to follow in the footsteps of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This method of worship is spoken about in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can see through the life of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this verse is pointing directly at what their activities are. Dapyanti lokatapena sarva prayashojanaha paramararanam tadi purushasyakilamatmanaha. This is spoken by Lord Shiva, and he's saying that almost always, great souls, liberated souls, they undertake voluntary suffering for the benefit of others. And this method of worshiping Krishna, of taking up voluntary suffering for the welfare of others, is considered to be the topmost level of worship. Paramararanam tadi, says Lord Shiva, who is a Mahajana. Mahajana yena katasapanta. So this is the overwhelming mood of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see this in the pastimes of Srila Nityananda Prabhu when he delivers Jagannath Madai. We see this in the behavior of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur when they deliver, the mood of Vasudev Dutta, who is desiring that all the sinful activities of everyone in the universe be put on his head so everyone can go back home, back to Godhead. We see this in the behavior of Ram Das Abhiram Thakur, who uses a whip and whips people with transcendental love of Godhead. And practically anyone he comes in contact with becomes completely intoxicated with Gaura Prema, love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is an acute expression of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Jiva Doi Krishnanam Sarva Dharma Sar. This to show compassion to the entire world. And the best compassion is to give the holy names to everyone that we meet. And we see that this mood of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most acutely available within Srila Prabhupada. Because we may take it for granted, because we read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, we hear so many Srimad Bhagavatam classes, we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we may take for granted the sacrifice that Srila Prabhupada has undergone. And we may forget that Srila Prabhupada rode over by himself with no money. Just this past year, I was in Kolkata, and with my spiritual master, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, we went to the dock in Kolkata. There's a bridge there, and as soon as I saw the bridge, I had an overwhelming feeling that I have to distribute books here. So we got off the bus, and I grabbed my book bag, and I immediately got off the bus. And there we were, standing right at the dock that Srila Prabhupada departed for America all by himself. And there we were, a group of mostly American devotees in our 20s, and some of us a little bit older, and also some Indians there, a mix of a whole international group, some devotees from South America, some devotees from India, some devotees from America, some devotees from London. Devotees from all over the world, doing Harinam Sankirtan, standing on the bridge, overlooking the dock, where Srila Prabhupada departed on the Jaladuta. The first person I spoke to, I went up to them, I gave them a book, showed them a language card, and they immediately, with such gratitude in their heart, pulled out their wallet, gave a donation, and it was visceral feeling the connection that you could feel with Srila Prabhupada distributing books in that place. So we may forget that Srila Prabhupada boarded the Jaladuta by himself with no money, with no contacts. And when he got to America, all he had was 40 rupees, which, by the way, wasn't accepted at that time by the American government. So in order to have a little bit of money, he spoke to the captain and he said, "Will you please buy some of my books?" And he gave $20. So Prabhupada got off the Jaladuta, walked into New York, and he says, "I didn't know whether I should look left or whether I should look right." And all he had was his trunk of books and $20 to his name. This is the sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada. And if one wants to know what Rag Bhakti is, getting on the Jaladuta, coming to America all by yourself, that is Rag Bhakti. That is the example of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is Srila Prabhupada's boarding the Jaladuta with no money, with nothing, that we can learn how to actually follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, how to follow in the footsteps of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By that example, by taking risks for the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by putting it all on the line and catching our own Jaladuta, whatever it may be, everyone has a different capacity. Srila Prabhupada, the very advanced, exalted personality. But that example sets an example for us that anything that we have a desire for expanding the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can achieve that provided we have the desire and provided we pray hard enough to the Guru Parampara to be empowered to carry it on. And this mood of Rag Bhakti in relationship to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was specifically spoken about here in New Dwarka by Rameshwar Prabhu when he said that book distribution is in the mood of the gopis. And devotees were feeling a little bit uneasy about that. So they wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada confirmed, yes, that is the case. So we also see that the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, which was an open letter, many of Srila Prabhupada's letters, there's a letter to Brahmananda where he says, "With my letters, better to keep them private, don't make them open to the world." But there's one particular letter which was written to the boys and girls of the Los Angeles temple. And what he said is that he was thanking them for their Vyasa Puja offering. He was appreciating their Vyasa Puja offering. And in that letter he says, "It is not possible to repay the spiritual master, but you have any desire to preach vigorously like I have. And although it's not possible, this attitude is very, very pleasing to the spiritual master." So that instruction means that within the instruction is the ability to carry it out. The potential for us to preach vigorously like Srila Prabhupada is open to us. It's an open order. And it's not a letter which is meant to be closed and sealed, but it's a letter to my sons and daughters. That means disciples, grand disciples, grand disciples. It is completely within our capacity to preach vigorously like Srila Prabhupada and expand the Sankirtan movement all over the world. And if one is serious about attaining Rag Bhakti, they should understand the most important part of actually entering into that path of Raganuga. Srila Rupa Goswami explains is that one needs to be blessed with greed. Krishna Bhakti Bhavata Mati Kriyatam Yati Katopi Labhyate Tataloyam Apimulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukritarna Labhyate. If you want to enter into the pastimes of Sri Krishna, if you want to enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you need to have greed. And Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that greed can only come by the mercy of the Lord or the mercy of the pure devotee. So if we are serious about entering into Vrindavan, if we're serious about entering into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Adyapi Nitya Lila Karagora Roy, Kona Kona Bhagyavane Deki Bharaboy, the pastimes are still going on right now. If we're serious about entering those pastimes, we have to take up the mood of the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, take on the mood of Srila Prabhupada, and catch our own Jaladuta to see that the entire world has the opportunity to become kissed by Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Yeah, you mentioned Prabhupada told Brahmananda that these letters should not be published or whatever like that. Is that in a letter he wrote to Brahmananda?
Yes, it's in a letter that he wrote to Brahmananda. I have it on my phone. I can find it for you.
Because I also saw other instructions, like he wrote a letter to Sankarshan saying, gave him some instruction. It was about playing music on a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And Prabhupada said to him in the letter that, why do I have to keep on repeating myself? This information should be given to the devotees. So I'm just, you know.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's good to corroborate all the teachings of Srila Prabhupada into one place. Other questions? Bhakti Kier.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the outstanding class. Really exciting. We're talking about Vaikuntha, and we're bringing back the mood of Vrindavan and the Six Goswamis. It's very cool. So you said one phrase which I find really important. You said, within the instruction is the ability to carry it out.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Yeah. The instruction of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, explains is the internal potency of the Lord. So the instructions of the Vedas, the instructions of the spiritual master, they're not just there to, you know, be put on a shelf and offered an artik once a year. The instructions of the spiritual master and the instructions of the Vedic literature indicate that in due course of time, we are to rise to a higher standard. And as my spiritual master says, it is illegal to be permanently unqualified. So when instruction is given, it means that Krishna is directly speaking to you through the medium of the guru and gives you your life mission. And whether you become successful or whether you become unsuccessful, to simply execute that instruction to the best of your capacity is the success of your life. As Srila Prabhupada said, I came to America because my godbrothers had already been to London. So I figured if I had to fail somewhere, I might as well fail in America. So success or failure isn't of concern for the devotee. What's of concern for the devotee is that they take risk for the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they extend themselves for the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to such a degree that at the end of their life, Man mana mamabad bhakto majagi mam namaskru mama ivaisha si yukvainam atmana matparayanaha. Their consciousness has been so fixed in the instruction of the spiritual master, so free from the propensity to criticize others, that their destination is going back home, back to Godhead. Prema Sankirtan.
Very beautiful class. My question is, in the beginning we have so many material desires, and can you say how this Raga Bhakti correlates with our material desires?
Like I was saying, we need the mercy of the pure devotee and we need the mercy of Krishna. So if one wants to get on the path of rag, then they should catch their own Jaladuta. And by doing that for Srila Prabhupada and by doing that for the Guru Parampara, Shushusho Shradanasya Vasudeva Katarichi Sian Mahat Sevana Vipra Punya Tirthani Sevana Shrinvata Swakata Krishna Punyam Shravana Kirtana Hridantyasto Hi Badrani Vidu Noti Siritsitam. If one is very enthusiastic about spreading this mission and being absorbed in speaking the glories, hearing the glories, and chanting the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, then Krishna will take notice of that and enter within our heart in Vidu Noti Siritsitam, act as a cleansing agent. Krishna will take responsibility for it. So we have to simply fix our mind on one thing and try to figure out what is our Jaladuta. And catch it and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.
drive them home more. Those people here, yeah, okay, forget about it. Like if I told you, I've been to the, you know, couple of